This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Recently, science journalist and retired zoologist Richard Dawkins has made an attempt to become relevant again in the last moments of his life by speaking about Islam. Let's take a look at the video and come back and respond in kind.
The way women are treated, I mean, Christianity is not great about that. It's had its problems with female vicars and female bishops and things. But there's an active hostility to women, which is promoted, I think, by the holy books of Islam. I'm not talking about individual Muslims, who, of course, are quite different. But the doctrines of Islam, the Hadith and the Quran, is fundamentally hostile to women, hostile to gays, and I find that I like to live in a culturally Christian country, although I do not believe a single word of the Christian faith.
Let's really assess what this man is saying, because he's made a few assertions, hasn't he? And this is typical of Richard Dawkins, to make assertions and not back them with evidence. He mentioned the Quran, he mentioned the Sunnah, he mentioned the Hadith. However, he didn't actually provide any evidence of what he is saying. Now, we all know Islam has a diametrically opposed, in many ways, view on, say, homosexuality or the morality thereof than, let's say, liberal societies and so on. That's something which is taken for granted. We all know that. We also know that there is some level of, if you like, a managerial hierarchy in the family setting and otherwise between men and women in Islam. But to go further than this and to say that Islam is hostile towards women, hostile towards gays, and then to compare it with Christianity, well, actually, the same kind of criticism from a liberal paradigm can be made about Christianity in its literal and orthodox formats, both Catholicism and Protestantism, and Judaism, in fact, regarding the two very issues that he mentioned, from a liberal and feministic paradigm. So one could say that on a liberal, atheist, secular analysis, for example, the verse in Timothy which talks about the man being the head of the household, or that man shall not lie with other man, and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those are things that you'll find in the Bible. So to compare Islam and Christianity and then to use those liberal talking points, as they are, liberal talking points with a small l, against them, is actually a weak argument, to say the least. And Richard Dawkins is a coward because he has not been able to argue his position as a zoologist, because that's what he is. I mean, why is a zoologist talking about religion anyway? Why is he talking about theology? Why is he talking about philosophy? Why is he talking about all those things in the first place? But let's say he does want to engage in those discussions. Instead of being brave and gallant and having the intellectual courage of standing forth in front of someone who could oppose his views and challenge them, he just makes a few sneaky remarks on the radio. Well, as I say, we'll see what happens when you die, because that moment is coming soon. We could all die soon. I could die, you could die, but you're more likely to die much quicker than I because of your age. And so you should be thinking about really what's going to happen after your death. But one thing I will say is this. In one of your books, The Blind Watchmaker, Richard, you mentioned that there is no such thing as morality. There is no such thing as good or evil. There is only pitiless indifference. So really and truly, if you read The God Delusion, which is your seminal work, which is interesting because why is a zoologist writing a seminal work on issues nothing to do with zoology or science? And when you spoke to Dennis Noble, who is seen as one of the esteemed biologists in the United Kingdom, in fact, in the world, and he rubbished your ideas and criticized you and put you in your spot, and humiliated you intellectually. And he, in fact, is the one who invented this label science journalist vis-a-vis you and your efforts. You really couldn't withstand that kind of criticism. But if you read your book, The God Delusion, most of it is actually attacks based on morality. But if you do not believe in an objective morality and that everything is pitless indifference, so whether one is hostile to gays, one is hostile to women, one is hostile to men or children or animals or anyone else, that is, according to you, pitless indifference. It doesn't matter if they are hostile or not hostile, peaceful or hostile. It doesn't matter. Finally, I will say this. The entitlement in your speech is quite clear. For you to speak in this way and just think of the United Kingdom as kind of like your garden or your backyard, I wouldn't want to see this there and I wouldn't see that there. It shows you that you don't actually have respect for the democratic process. She kept asking you, what if, Britain became a Muslim majority country, so on and so forth. I mean, if you cared about the principles of democracy and so on and so forth, then you would actually answer in a way which would be commensurate with that. You'd say, well, if that's the will of the majority, if this and that, which shows you that you cannot avoid the in-group, out-group, tribal dynamics. In your last days on this planet, probably, or weeks, if you're lucky, months, maybe. In those last moments of your withering life, you've decided to attach yourself culturally with a religion that you've spent a long time trying to oppose, which is Christianity, which shows a lot about you. Finally, I will say the debate offer has always been put on the table to you, Richard. We've always said, if you really want to speak about Islam, the Muslim community is willing to have that conversation. And before you die, maybe you'd want to summon the testicular fortitude, although maybe that has withered as well, to do so. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.